Here's a more personal poem. My father died about a year ago, and as I was telling people in some of the classes that I was in, I avoided writing about it. I didn't think that I wanted to. I didn't think I knew enough about how I felt. But I couldn't. I couldn't write anything which seemed close enough to a message for me. So I started in. And the first ones that I did, I had to save. I mean, they weren't sorted out in any way. I wasn't really able to do anything. But about half a year later, I thought that I was able to get further. And it took a while, you know, to get the poem finally to be what it wanted to be. But this is one of a sequence, then, of poems about my father. This one's called News. 2 weeks into April, buds on the currants swell. Snow, the ants crawl indoors. I remember your writing to me in secret once. I miss the seasons. Your south was a fetter of uprooted friendships. The square of spotty grass, maples, the vacant lot where you walked some dog for 30 years, they ached in you. You told me nothing lasts, or I imagine it was you who could pretend only a date had to be fixed, and I'd be on your terrace, drink in hand, making small talk or eating breakfast, and visits after that. The wind is up. In every room, doors rattle. The wild rose thrashes a windowsill. Distance is sealed in an envelope. In spring, a cloudless night, I walk outside lashed by my own hair, in tow and listening to the river roar, muddied, swollen, burdened by runoff. A widow calls each Sunday to tell me she's doing fine. Habits last, and loss. Treeless vistas level as grief, and these letters I send that cannot arrive.